The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 15, text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on June 17th, 2007, in Columbus, Ohio, USA.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 15, text number 19. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo
Yo mang evang sambuddho janati purushottamam sasravadvid vajati mam sarvabhavina bharata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharat. There are many philosophical speculations about the constitutional position of the living entities and the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the knower of everything. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the Absolute Truth. But the perfect knower, without wasting valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Throughout the whole of Bhagavad Gita, this fact is being stressed at every step. And still, there are so many stubborn commentators on Bhagavad Gita who consider the Supreme Absolute Truth and the living entities to be one and the same. Vedic knowledge is called shruti, learning by oral reception. One should actually receive the Vedic message from authorities like Krishna and his representatives. Here Krishna distinguishes everything very nicely, and one should hear from this source. Simply to hear like hogs is not sufficient. One must be able to understand from the authorities. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should submissively hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is able to understand this according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, knows the purpose of the Vedas. No one else knows the purpose of the Vedas. The word bhajati is very significant. In many places, the word bhajati is expressed in relationship with the service of the Supreme Lord. If a person is engaged in full Krishna consciousness, in the devotional service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he has understood all the Vedic knowledge. In the Vaishnava Parampara, it is said that if one is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, then there is no need for any other spiritual process for understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. He has already come to the point because he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. He has ended all preliminary processes of understanding. But if anyone, after speculating for hundreds and thousands of lives, does not come to the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that one has to surrender there, all his speculation for so many years and so many lives is simply a useless waste of time. What a brilliant purport. Prabhupada ki jai. His purport's absolutely astounding. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, Krishna is explaining, whoever knows me is the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting. He's the knower of everything. That, without doubting, that's a very important point. What does it mean to be free from doubt? That means you're completely convinced, you see. There is a saying, beyond any shadow of a doubt. That's an interesting saying. Doubt is compared to a shadow, you see. Shadow means there is some covering blocking the light. So we have to be convinced beyond even the slightest tinge of a shadow of doubt that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, Srila Prabhupada explains this is the only qualification for being a preacher. Malati and Shyamasundara's little daughter, Sarasvati, when she was there in Vrindavan, a little tiny girl, she used to say, "Do you know who is Krishna?" to some adult. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see. So, Prabhupada said, she is first-class preacher. All you have to do is be convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see. And you can become the first-class preacher. You simply tell everyone, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you know that one point, then Krishna says you actually know everything. So therefore, there is no need for big college degrees. You see? People can simply understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, that they become immediately advanced in knowledge. Immediately advanced. And what is the proof that one actually knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting? The proof is that person then engages himself or herself in full devotional service, not partial devotional service. These little words, every little word has a deep meaning in these verses. It's not simply stated, engages in devotional service, engages in full devotional service. That's distinct from partial devotional service. So, what does that mean if I'm only partially engaged in devotional service? What does that tend to indicate? It tends to indicate that there is some doubt also there. Because one who is without doubt engages fully, 100% in devotional service. Those who have partial faith and partial doubt, they engage partially in devotional service. You see? So, where do we want to be? Which position do we want to be in? If we are not presently enjoying the nectar of being a pure devotee of Krishna, if we are not presently tasting that nectar of being a pure devotee of Krishna, why? Because we are still doubting. Well, maybe I'm God after all. You see, Mayavad philosophy. Maybe I really am the center of enjoyment. Krishna is just a myth after all, and I'm the center of enjoyment. You see? So we have to kick out. How does Arjuna compare those doubts? Demons. He addresses Krishna Madhusudana, the killer of Madhu, because he wants Krishna to kill the Madhus of doubt, the demons of doubt within his heart. So, what is our position compared to Arjuna? Actually, Arjuna is taking our position simply so that Krishna can give this perfect knowledge for our benefit. Does Arjuna have any doubts? Is it possible that Arjuna can have any doubts? He's the eternal associate of Krishna. How can he have any doubts? But he plays the role of someone who has doubts because you and I, we have doubts. You see? So that Krishna can speak to us to bring us out of our doubting position. So because we have the doubts, we are not fully engaged in devotional service. So how do we get free from doubts? How do we get these demons of doubt eradicated from our heart? We have to hear from those who are free from doubt. That is the key. If we can hear from those who are free from doubt, it's like reading this purport of Srila Prabhupada. It was so illuminating. Why was it so illuminating? Because Srila Prabhupada is 100%, 100% free from doubt. So if we can hear from persons who are completely free from doubt, who are absolutely, totally convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that they are indeed His eternal servants, if we can hear from such persons who have no doubt whatsoever, then we will become inspired. We will become enlivened. We will become enthused. We will become invigorated. We will become transformed, uplifted by their presence. You see? What is the shloka? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrikai. Lavamata Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Who is Sadhu? Sadhu means that person who is completely free from doubt. You see? If we have the association of such sadhus, brill sadhus, completely doubt free, you see, then just by that contact, just by hearing the words emanating from their lotus mouths, we will become free from doubt. We simply have to hear with great enthusiasm. We simply have to find those persons who are free from doubt, and we have to hear them. Completely open our hearts and our ears and our minds and our intelligences to them and let the transcendental sound vibrations emanating from their lotus mouths completely transform our consciousness. Submissive hearing is the key. How did Parikshit Maharaj become liberated? He simply heard with full submission from Shukadev Goswami. That's all. With complete submission, he heard from Shukadev Goswami. No, nothing else. All he did was sit and hear, and that hearing alone qualified him. Therefore, in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada has established a program where the classes are going on every day, you see. So that those persons who want to become free from doubt, those persons who want to become liberated, those persons who want to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth in full and become absolutely, totally engaged in pure devotional service, all they have to do is come and hear. Someone may say, well, that's very good. I won't have to do any service. If someone asks me to do some service, I'll say, no, I'm just going to hear. But kindly note that just like in, say, a chemistry course, for example, you have the lecture section of the course and you have the laboratory section also. If you want to pass the course successfully, you must attend the lectures and you must also go to the laboratory and put the theoretical knowledge into practical application. So Krishna consciousness is also a science. So we have the lecture and we have the lab. We apply these teachings also. So do not think that you can imitate Pariksha Maharaj and simply sit in here for 7 days and not do any service. That won't work. We hear and we also do service. Prabhupada said we should always be engaged in study, which is a silent form of hearing. And we should always be engaged in service also. So somehow or other, we have to always be studying and always be serving. Always be hearing this philosophy, reading this philosophy, discussing this philosophy, and at the same time, engaging in devotional service. This is called ahaitaki apratiyata, you see, without any motivation and without any interruption. This Krishna consciousness program is a very, very practical thing. Whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a retiree, a student, whatever you may be, you can apply this science. Was Arjuna ever renunciate? No, he was not a renunciate. You don't have to be a renunciate living in an ashram to become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Arjuna was not living in ashram. He was living in the warrior's camp. He was a warrior, armed to the hilt, mystical weapons. But yet, by hearing the words of Bhagavad Gita, he became perfect. So whatever you may be, engineer, student, housewife, whatever you may be, president, prime minister, whatever you may be, simply hear from the sadhus, those who are purely presenting the message of Bhagavad Gita. And by that transformational potency of that Shabda Brahma coming from their mouths, you will become transformed into a spiritually enlightened being, just as Arjuna was transformed. So this is a mystical process. If you will simply agree to hear, you will become transformed. It's a fact. This is worth unlimited wealth. What we are giving here, what is coming from our acharyas, You see, this is more valuable than anything in the whole world. Even if you had $10 trillion, it could not in any way purchase this most valuable treasure. This valuable treasure of Krishna Bhakti is unlimitedly valuable. Unlimitedly valuable. There is no greater achievement. If you become Krishna conscious, you become the wealthiest person in the whole universe. That's a thing. Do you want to be wealthy? Become Krishna conscious. You become the wealthiest person. You become unlimitedly rich. You may say, but how's that going to be? My bank balance is so small. How you can say unlimitedly rich? Here is my proof. The proof is this. Krishna, he is ajita. He is unconquerable. You cannot conquer Krishna. He is unlimitedly powerful. But Krishna becomes jita or conquered by what? By the love of his devotees. So if you become completely sold out devotee of Krishna, you have nothing else except Krishna, then Krishna becomes your possession. And Krishna says, Bhaktaram Jagatamasam Saravaloka Maheshwaram. I enjoy everything because I own everything. So if you possess the owner of everything, how wealthy are you? That person who owns and controls everything in existence, if he becomes your personal property, then how wealthy are you? You see? That means all the wealth of Krishna actually is your wealth. That's why we see the pure devotee is never in need of anything. You see? He never is in need, he's never lacking in anything. Because he possesses Krishna, who is the possessor of everything. So what I'm saying is not simply some hype to convince you to chant Hare Krishna. This is scientific. You become the lover of God, then you will virtually own everything that exists. You become the virtual owner of everything that exists. Bill Gates is a complete pauper compared to the pure devotee. Total complete pauper. Is it? So, what gentleman would object? They say Hare Krishna movement is cult. But no, our program is very simple. As I've been explaining in the recent days, our program is very simple. My dear sir, we simply want to enlighten you with the knowledge of who you are. Would any gentleman object to knowing who he is? Say, no, I don't want to know who I am. But any gentleman object to knowing who they are? You see, this is our program. We simply want to instruct everyone, my dear sir, I've come to tell you who you are. Did you realize you're the inheritor of an unlimited fortune? If I tell you who you are, would you be interested? Oh yes, tell me. You see. So our program is simply to tell everyone, my dear sir, I happen to know who you are, and you're the son of the wealthiest man in all of existence. And his property is yours. If you'll come back to your original position. No, thank you. Who would say? Only a madman would say no. So our program is very simple. We simply want to give everyone the opportunity to know who they are, and then to teach them how to actually be who they are. The present moment, the entire world population is suffering from a very, very severe case of amnesia. Actually, recently in Dallas, Texas, one gentleman was out walking in his neighborhood. You know, people go out for a walk in the neighborhood sometimes. So he's just out in the neighborhood taking a walk. And something some little chemical thing happened in his brain, you know, and he went into a state of amnesia. He forgot who he was. He forgot where he lived. And for weeks, he wandered the streets as a homeless man, even though he was a well-to-do person in a middle-class neighborhood, a nice big, you know, $250,000 house, you know, the whole nine yards, suburban dream, suburban nightmare, whatever you want to call it. But he was out walking, and he went into amnesia. He completely forgot who he was. He was walking for weeks and weeks and weeks, wandering around. He had no idea who he was. He adopted some name just for convenience. He had no idea who he was. But then one of his neighbors was just driving by, "Joe, we've been looking for you. What's going on? Get in the car." He took him home. You see? So that is our position in this material world. We've forgotten who we are. We've completely forgotten we're the eternal servants of Krishna. We're thinking, "I'm Mr. Such and Such, I'm Mrs. Such and Such," you see. Patel or Smith or whatever, you know. Completely forgotten who we are. And therefore we're suffering, wandering the streets of this material world. Trying to scrounge a living in this material existence. It's called Shama Eva Hi Kevalam. It is a useless labor, all of this modern day civilization. They're very proud building them big multi-story parking garages, you see. But this whole thing is simply Shama Eva Hi Kevalam. Where is it taking us? We're building these big skyscraper buildings to go down to the lower kingdom, in our next lower animal kingdom in our next birth, you see. What is the value of such advancement of civilization if it means going down to the animal kingdom? If we want actual advancement, then we must heed the words of Bhagavad Gita. We must take the words of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, very, very seriously. He is the most powerful guru. He is the most powerful spiritual master. No other guru in history had so much shakti for spreading Krishna bhakti throughout the world. You see. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only spread Krishna bhakti in India. Just see how much Prabhupada was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we are those fortunate persons who have somehow become attracted to this wonderful movement that Srila Prabhupada has begun. How fortunate we are that somehow or other we were attracted to come to this movement of Srila Prabhupada. So that we can take advantage of his most powerful bhakti shakti and reestablish our eternal loving relationship with that all beautiful, all wonderful, all knowing, all wealthy, all famous, all renounced personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So I can ask now if there's any questions. How do we break bad habits? This is a very important question. I thank you very much for asking this question. Because all of us have bad habits. You bless the entire assembly because we all have bad habits. So how do we overcome those bad habits? There's a very simple formula to overcome bad habits. You simply replace them with good habits. That's all. You don't have to be so much concerned with breaking the bad habit. Just start practicing good habits. And you'll be so busy with your good habits, you won't have any time for the bad habits. What are the good habits? Chant Hare Krishna mantra, bow down before the Lord, take prasadam, chant in the kirtan, rise early in the morning, chant japa mala, etc. Engage in sadhana bhakti, study the nectar of devotion, and make all of the items in the nectar of devotion your habits, and then you won't have any time for anything else. We have enough devotional activities to fill up your 24 hours at every second. It's just like Haridas Thakur. In this material world, the bad habit is that illicit sex. You see. So the prostitute wanted to come and engage in a bad habit with Haridas Thakur. But he was so busy chanting, he didn't have any time for the bad habit. And she gave up her bad habit also. Because the chanting of Hare Krishna is more attractive than any bad habit. What is that shloka? You see? In the minds, no. Vishayavini varatante niraha rasyadehina rasyavar jang rasopyashva parang jishvanavartate. If you get the higher taste, then the lower taste goes away immediately. So you simply take up the good habits of Krishna consciousness. And your bad habits, they will die out by neglect. If you don't feed an unwanted guest, he will go away. If you don't feed the habits by indulging in them, they will go away naturally. Next question. The question is, why do we have doubts? Doubt is there covering our intelligence. So why these doubts have come? Well, it all goes back to our original position. We envied Krishna. We made the mistake of envying Krishna. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Sarvashyataham hridisanavishto mataksmatir jnanam apohanam cha. For those who want to try to enjoy separately from Krishna, he will bless them with as many doubts as they need to continue in that so-called independence. The doubts are actually supplied by Krishna because you wanted to be independent. Now Krishna has given you all these doubts to facilitate your independence. You understand? We wanted to be separate from Krishna, so he has blessed us with the ability to do them. Just like Prabhupada explains that Krishna gives the atheists all the arguments to deny the existence of God. That's by the arrangement of Krishna. So if you want to be independent from God, then he will give you so many doubts that will enable you to remain in your so-called state of independence. Next question. Would I make an announcement? Yes, you can make an announcement. But you said about what?
I was wondering, can I make an announcement about the Wednesday?
Yes. That's nice. You can do that.
If you have any more questions, His Holiness has a website called backtohome.com. Maharaj runs an online e-course on Bhagavad Gita. There are 6,000 500 recipients of that course all over the world. Maharaj is an instructing spiritual master to more than 5,000, 6,000 people all over the world. It's a free e-course called backtohome.com. Maharaj sends one lesson a week on Bhagavad Gita. There's also a thought for the day, which is generally a question and an answer on Bhagavad Gita. And you can also post questions, and you will get a response from Maharaj personally. It's called backtohome.com. The course name is Ultimate Self-Realization. So you can also go to ultimateselfrealization.com, or the third website, spiritualrevolutionary.com.
Spiritual-revolutionary.
Spiritual-revolutionary.com. Wonderful, wonderful exchanges. There are so many thoughts. There are archives. There are previous postings. It's probably one of the most well-read and well-reached Bhagavad Gita courses online right now in the entire world. As I said, there are right now 6,000 people online on that course all over the world. Maharaj is also an initiating spiritual master in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. He travels all over the world. We are very fortunate Maharaj came to Columbus. We are extremely privileged and fortunate. So most of the devotees and the community are on that online course. So we also would like to humbly request and encourage you to just go and check out. It's a free course. You just have to click a button and you'll be signed up for Thought for the Day. It's a wonderful day to start your day by bathing your intelligence in the nectar of Bhagavad Gita. So we'd like to humbly request backtohome.com. Thank you. If you have any more questions, please feel free to ask.
Any more questions? Yes.
There's a comment made that it takes 27 days to make a habit, but if you do not practice that habit for 7 days, then you can break that habit. Is that correct? Okay. So there was a comment made. There was no question.
Mm-hmm.
She was just sharing that if you do not practice a habit for 7 days, you can break it.
So we recommend everyone for the next 7 days, you stop all of your bad habits and chant Hare Krishna. Hmm?
27 days.
Oh, what has happened in 7 days?
For 7 days.
Okay.
What happens after 7 days?
The mic launch.
Yeah.
So the question is, what happens in 27 days and what happens in 7 days?
I have read this somewhere that if we want to make a habit, for example, if you want to chant at 3 o'clock in the morning, so we have to get up continuously for 27 days at 3 o'clock and chant. And if we continue like that day after day continuously for 27 days, then we can have that, we can make that habit. And but if we discontinue that for 7 consecutive days, then we might not be able to get up again at 3 o'clock and chant. And we have to again do that for another 27 days to make that habit.
So what was the gist of that?
After 27 days of practice, if you discontinue and go for 7 days, missing the waking up at 3 o'clock, then you will lose it and then you have to again.
Oh, I see. So it takes 27 days. So we should make our ashrams so everybody can come and live in the temple for 27 days. And get the habit of getting up early every morning for Brahma Muhurta. So everyone must now, for next 27 days, get up at 4 a.m., you see. and have Mangalarti at home every day. Come here or sing the Gavastikam prayers at home every day. Everyone get up at 4 a.m. for the next 27 days. Then you can get it, you can get the taste of chanting the Gavastikam. You know this prayer as we chant, there's a boon given by Vishwanath. You know that boon by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? You know the boon? Yeah, there's the Gavastikam, there are eight prayers, but there's a ninth prayer which gives the boon. That anyone who chants these eight prayers during Brahma Muhurta, the time of death, they will receive the direct service of Krishna in Vrindavan. So those of you who sleep through Mangalarti, you have to be aware that you're missing out on the opportunity to have the direct service of Krishna when you leave the body in Vrindavan. So if you want to have the direct service of Krishna in Vrindavan, either if you're too far from the temple, you do rise early and sing their Gavastikam prayers at home, or you come here and sing with the devotees, you see. There's very few people here at Gavastikam this morning during Mangalarti, very few people. So everyone should, this temple room should be packed every morning at 4:45 a.m. for Mangalarti. Let's make that a habit. Hari. Anything else? All right then. Vishnu Priya Mataji and I both very much appreciate the wonderful kindness and love that you all have given us in our all-too-brief visit here. And we pray that Krishna will bless us for the opportunity to come once again and get your divine association. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.